Good morning, Donnie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Did you survive spring break?
I did. It was a nice break, and it was cold, but we're ready to go now.
Did you have a little staycation if you said it's cold, unless you went skiing?
No, it was a staycation.
I had one as well. We made sure the town, we saw some snowflakes, made sure all those other folks had got out of here. We took the brunt of that weather front moving through for them because we're tough like that. Now you've hit spring break. Now everybody's got their eyes on what prize?
You know, well, they had part one of I-Step just before.
Okay, I didn't want to put that out there. Right. After the vacation, we don't want to jump right back into I-Step. But when's part two start?
Part two begins April 17th, so it's the last 2 weeks of April, so it's the multiple choice section of it.
I'll take D, none of the above. Now that part one is done, though, it's nice to get a little break with spring break in there, refreshes them. Do you have to do anything to kind of get them ready for April 17th, or are you guys just all, we've just done this so many times, we're used to it?
Yeah, we're always ready. Our staff does a fantastic job. You know, they're grinding hard in the classroom every day. The students are giving their best effort, and we just really work on doing our personal best every day. So if we do that, we're ready for whatever comes our way.
Donnie, I'm intrigued by something you told me about March 30th. You have something. Did I get this right? Templeton Eats Global?
Yes, Templeton Eats Global will be March 30th here in our cafetorium from 6 to 7:30.
What is Templeton Eats Global?
Didn't you hear cafetorium?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, a fat guy got interested right away.
Yeah, our cafetorium, it's a great place. It's our auditorium and cafeteria, and then, you know, we can add nasium to the end of that. But, no, it's
So you've got a movable wall, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. We do have a movable wall, so we can have any kind of event we want, and they're always well attended. And this one is a playoff of IU's Big Red Eats Green and Big Red Eats Global. So as we're going through our international baccalaureate process, we've really focused on other cultures, whether it be their language, their music, and, of course, the kids. And I love food, so we decided we're going to have a Templeton Eats Global where we'll have international food and activities, kind of a cultural food festival. And then for our sixth graders, they have their exhibitions, which is their year-long project of their units of inquiry. So they'll have presentations they'll be doing that night as well. So kind of a culminating wrap-up of all of our IB global studies throughout the year.
Donnie, talk about that for a second, because you're one of the international baccalaureate schools. How is that working for you? What's happening there?
It's working well. It's a lot of work. The big thing, the reason why we wanted to go that direction was to bring the global world to our students. As we know, everything's becoming more global, so we want to bring that in. Our home culture and our home language is Spanish, so that's kind of where the focus is. Every student gets Spanish from kindergarten through sixth grade. But looking at that inquiry, having our students look at their work, their projects through a more global lens than just, you know, our Bloomington lens or our apartment complex lens, actually looking at a wider lens and kind of seeing it from lots of different perspectives.
From your point of view, how's it working?
It's working well. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work for staff and students, but I've really seen our students take off, and not only with seeing things from other people's perspective, but really their empathy has become, I've seen that grow, and then I've really seen the students' own inquiry grow where they really want to learn more on their own, which has been fantastic.
Which brings us back to your Templeton Eats Global, while you bring people in. This is open to the public?
This is open to the public.
Okay, and will I be able to sample food?
Everybody will be able to sample food. It's free, a free event, so everybody can come in and sample food from many different countries, as well as see some fantastic work from our sixth graders that they've put in.
And this is all in the cafetorium nasium.
The cafetorium. We're going to hold off the nasium until spring carnival, then we'll completely open up the whole facility.
Well, that's fitting of a carnival. When is the spring carnival? That now you've piqued my interest there.
Spring carnival is Friday, May 5th.
Great. So we've got some time to get ready for all that. But that's the big PTO event, right? Everybody gets together.
That is our big PTO event. Our PTO is fantastic. They're also partnering with the Eats Global Night, and then they pretty much run the spring carnival for us and bring in, it seems like 1,000 people come every time, so it's a great event.
But they are having a fundraiser to make that happen, right?
Yes, we have monthly we have Dine and Donates, which we've got one that started yesterday. It's with Avers Pizza. So if you go into Avers and let them know you're there with Templeton Elementary, we get a percentage of the total receipt. And that goes all to the PTO, which helps us and really helps the staff. All the money comes right back to the school to help projects and programs for the students.
And that money is just a little edge for you to get things you wouldn't normally be able to get?
Absolutely. We do not do any fundraising here at the school, so our PTO does that, and we do what we call mini grants for our teachers. So anything that extra that they need to help students do projects, they need more books or things that they're looking for, just little neat things to help make the experience in the classroom better, the PTO provides.
And again, they do great work for you there, and that's a great support staff to have. All right, tell me when the food at the cafetorium is again. I got to make sure I get this right.
It's 6 to 7:30 on Thursday, March 30th.
Okay, so a week from
coming up
Thursday,
real soon.
March 30th. And that's open to the public. Anybody can come and try all this. That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we definitely want to have – our community is very supportive of us, and we want to make sure they're part of what we're doing.
That makes sense. And for those folks that don't know, Templeton, the corner of Henderson and Hillside, is that right?
Yep, Henderson and Hillside, right off Brenda Lane.
Yeah, and you've got a new development right across the street from you as well. So,
yeah, our students love it. Recess has become more about watching the big trucks move move dirt around.
Uh-huh. Look at the size of that crane. This is great. Oh, that's awesome. Donnie, we appreciate your time as always. And, again, you've got plenty of stuff to do here before we get to the end of the school year. People can always look up what's going on at Templeton at the mccse.edu website. Hey, have a great rest of March, and best of luck next Thursday with the big International Food Festival.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Donnie Carver, he's the principal at Templeton Elementary. We always love talking to him. They're busy. Everybody's busy.
Everyone's doing stuff.
And great to hear that the International Baccalaureate. I like calling it IB as well. I say all those words, and it just sounds...
You sound like you're informed.
Well, it just doesn't sound like it's...
You're an insider.
It does sound like I'm an insider.
We prefer to refer to it as the IB.
The IB on the wink, wink, knock, knock down level.
In the cafetorium, gymnasium.
That's awesome, because it's
cafetorium-nasium would have to be what it is.
Smart.
Right?
All you need is a movable wall, baby. You can separate East Germany from West Germany, just like...
Excuse me, your three-pointer just hit the
they're in my mashed potatoes. Well, I'd have to call my friend Hattie Johnson to see if we're still allowed to serve mashed potatoes at school. Maybe that's that might not be fitting as well.